Hello everyone and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we are going to be reading through a psalm together. We're going to be reading Psalm 22 and we're going to read it two times. The first time we read it is going to be in the New International Version and the second time we read it is going to be in the King James Version. And after that I'm going to share some thoughts and reflections on the psalm. So join with me together and let's read Psalm 22. In the New International Version, and this is a Psalm of David. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one who Israel praises. In you our ancestors put their trust. They trusted you, and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their head. He trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast on you. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Do not be far from me. For trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls surround me. Strong bulls of Bashan encircle me. Roaring lions that tear their prey open their mouths wide against me. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart has turned to wax. It has melted within me. My mouth is dried up like potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. Dogs surround me. A pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet. All my bones are on display. People stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. But you, Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dogs. Rescue me from the mouths of the lions. Save me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honour him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel. For he has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you, I will fulfil my vows. The poor will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him, those who cannot keep themselves alive. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness, declaring to a people yet unborn, he has done it. And now we read the same psalm again, that's Psalm 22. But this time from the King James Version. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths, as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up, like potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me, and the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength. Haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation I will praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. The kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him, it shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this. So this is Psalm 22, and it is one of the more famous psalms that we have. And you might recognize the first few words, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? This is one of the things that Jesus says when he is dying on the cross. And it's a really interesting thing to be reading in a psalm, because psalms are to God. It feels really strange and really unusual to say, why have you forsaken me? Because if you had truly been totally forsaken, you would know that your words fall on deaf ears. So there's somewhat something of a contradiction in crying out, why have you forsaken me, at the same time trusting that the one we are praying to is hearing that prayer. So I think the psalmist knows that they are not totally forsaken, they're not totally abandoned. But what is happening is they are in great distress, they are in great trouble, and they certainly feel forsaken at the moment. And this at the beginning, my God, why have you forsaken me? Is them crying out in their struggles, that they feel forsaken, that they feel that they are not being heard. I cry out day by day, but you do not answer. And so the follow-up in verse 3 is, yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. And I don't think this is bitterness, saying, well, you saved them, but you're not saving me. But I think the psalmist is encouraging themselves. They're building themselves up. Yet, even though I don't feel I'm being heard, I know that you are holy, Lord. And I know that people trusted in you and that you delivered them. When Jesus prays this on the cross, I don't think it's because the Father doesn't know what's happening or has abandoned Jesus on the cross. But I think that Jesus wants us to remember this psalm, to remember these words, and to express how he is feeling in those moments on the cross. As we continue reading, we see the psalmist say, but I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people, and all who see me mock me. And as Jesus was dying on the cross and he said these words, or some people have suggested that perhaps he sang them, because this would have been a song, and the people who were there when Jesus was being crucified, after saying the first line, would have known the rest of the words to this psalm, to this song, and they would have remembered these things. And as they stood there mocking him, perhaps some of them realized this is just like Psalm 22, when David said, all those around me see me and mock me. The psalmist seems to be reminding themselves, or perhaps reminding God, that it's God who brought them out of the womb. From birth I was cast on you, he says. He's remembering that he is God's child, and that God is a good parent who looks after his children. We then get this very poetic imagery about how the psalmist is feeling. I am poured out like water, my bones are out of joint, my heart has turned to wax and has melted within me. My mouth is dried up like potsherd. And some of these things we might hear and think, well, yeah, I felt like that. I felt like my heart has just melted within me. I felt in deep trouble just like this, like people are all around me. And there's also the physical element. For Jesus, as he is on the cross, his mouth is dried up, and we know that he was offered something to drink on the cross. We also in this psalm see that people are casting lots for garments, just like happened to Jesus on the cross. And so there is another request, but Lord, do not be far from me. The psalmist, in his struggling, in these moments of sadness and feeling that they are abandoned, what they want and what they need deeply is to know that the Lord is close, to know that the Lord hears them. And there is trust that the Lord will deliver them. And that there will come a time that the psalmist, David in this case, will once again be able to praise the Lord in the assembly. And even in this time of suffering, is encouraging others to praise the Lord, to sing his praise forever. And then we get to a promise that all the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord. These promises of God are not just for one nation. But in this psalm it says that a time is coming when all people will worship the Lord. Whether rich or poor, everyone will trust in him. And we believe that Jesus died for people of all nations. Everyone can turn to him in their joy or in their trouble. So when we are struggling, let's make God the first person we turn to. It's okay to pray a prayer just like we have in Psalm 22. If we feel that we are forsaken, we can pray that prayer. If we feel that God isn't answering us, we can say, God, we're calling out, but you're not answering. We know that you are enthroned, so be close to us. Call out to God in trouble and know that he will answer. So this is Psalm 22. It is a psalm that speaks boldly and beautifully about Jesus, even though it was written years and years before Jesus died. It is a psalm of anguish, a psalm of pain, but also a psalm of hope of the future. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.